Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we figure out the transitive property of farts, Corey takes down the LA Times definitive ranking of cereal, we plot the Psychobabble Pornhub takeover, and we recap my big 30th birthday at the rave. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Corey.
You know I love when you purse your lips like that.
Well,
it's all non-existent lip, get thinner.
How dare you? I feel like, you know, I get a lot of shit for having no lips, but I'm okay with them.
You ever get a lot of shit on your lips?
No.
Not since no. The shincident.
Not since the shincident. Have you ever had a guy fart in your mouth while you're rimming them?
No.
Well, it's just a question. Don't give me that look. I don't know.
Do you think if you were rimming someone and they farted in your mouth, hypothetically?
Oh, no. Hypothetically, we're really diving in. It has been less than a minute.
And hypothetically, you could hold the fart in your mouth and then pass it to somebody else.
I was thinking, if somebody farted in your mouth and you swallowed it, does that somehow travel all the way down to become your own fart?
It could.
And then, is it your fart or still their fart?
It would still be theirs. Through the transitive property of life, it would definitely be their fart.
The transitive property of life would mean that it becomes your fart. Do you know anything that you're talking about?
Listen, the transitive property of life is just made up. That's not even a thing.
No, it's but A equals B there, and B equals C, therefore A equals C.
Come on, so Einstein.
All I'm saying is if you fart in my mouth, I fart it out into somebody else's mouth. Your fart,
bitch,
is
we
their
are not
fart.
Human centipeding this
I'm,
fart.
I'm just, I'm not, it's not my, this is not, I don't have a dog in this fight, okay?
You can't rob Peter to pay Paul.
I don't know what that means.
You can't rim Peter to pay Paul either, baby. You know when people, like, you know when people smoke weed and they take a big inhale and they hold it in their mouth and then they blow it in someone else's mouth.
See, this is a better this is a better way to talk about this topic.
I just saw that on an episode of High Maintenance on HBO.
Okay.
Where he took it's about weed and he took a big hit and then he blew it in this other girl's mouth and she was all inhaling it and she was all, that was what I needed. And I thought, A, does that even work to get you high? And B, does that work with a fart? And whose fart is it?
Okay, well, first things first, I think...
I'm the realist.
First things first, I think the weed thing does work, but I haven't tested it really in a clinical trial.
Okay.
I haven't really given it much thought about the fart. I don't want this to be a fart episode. Can we put an end to that?
Do you think the psycho babies at home are waiting for us, one of us, to say, is this the Fart Queen's edition?
If you shart in my throat and I shart it out into your throat, two sharts don't make a right.
Who's Thank on you. Third, I think, is the joke.
I don't know about what that means either.
Who's so. On first?
I don't know.
You know, well, babe, we really left him with quite the cliffhanger last week. We promised to follow up with two topics that we ran out of time for.
Well, what are those topics?
Well, you had a whole cereal story.
It was.
And you were all, Corey, figure out your top three cereals. And well, I was all.
I would just like to know what your top three cereals of all time are. Is that risque? Is that a topic we can dive into? Because
But didn't you tell me I wasn't allowed to have healthy cereal or something?
Yes. Here's the thing. The reason I bring this up is because somebody sent me, LA Times made a, quote-unquote, the official breakfast cereal power rankings. They broke it down, and I just, somebody named Lucas Peterson, who is a food columnist, really took it upon himself to decide for all of us the top, what, 20-something, 20,
I mean,
23 rankings of all time.
Are you saying these
stores.
Are like... Are these like sugary cereals?
This is a ranking of strictly sugary cereals. Things things in here, I'm going to list some in no order whatsoever. Things like Apple Jacks, Cookie Crisp, Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs, French Toast Crunch, you know, things of that nature.
Jesus Christ. I haven't thought about Apple Jacks or French Toast Crunch in years.
Really?
You know how I feel about French toast.
I don't.
I hate it.
No.
Who wants wet bread?
I actually really like French toast. Is that wrong? If I eat French toast and then I shit it out, and is it still French toast when you eat it?
There was a teen movie.
I just visually witnessed you completely skipping over what I just said.
What was your question?
Exactly. What was the teen movie? Not another teen movie?
There was a teen movie that I felt like I watched a lot when I was growing up, and there was a scene where somebody put pubes on somebody's French toast.
No.
Does that sound familiar?
No. I just remember watching American Pie with my family
pubes
and the opening scene.
The French toast movie.
The opening scene where he's jerking it and he puts the pillow over his dick and the whole family walks in for American Pie. That really disturbed me. I thought that was going to happen to me.
Well, sure enough, and She's All That, somebody puts pubes on pizza, which is probably the scene I was thinking of because I love She's All That. But I don't know where my disgust from French toast came from or why I thought someone put pubes on French toast.
While we're on the topic of...
The story French toast crunch.
While we're on the topic of hazing via teen movies...
Pubes on a sandwich?
The line in Mean Girls about buttering your muffin, what does that even mean? Am I supposed to know what that means or meant?
I think it's like sex, baby.
What is that? Like he's putting coming in your
I think punani? her muffin is her vagina, okay. And her butter and his butter is the zhuzh, baby.
Ah, skeet skeet, baby.
Ah, skeet skeet, goddamn.
How do you feel about trim spa?
Baby. Listen, if you don't know what the Trim Spa commercial is, you should go Google it after this podcast is over. Don't stop the podcast.
That's not the call to action. That's not what we're sending them to go do after
That's
this.
The CTA, baby.
Okay, baby. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even make your beautiful website while you're listening to Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their websites. Create yours today. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/psychobabble to get 10% off. Again, Wix.com/psychobabble for 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. So, the Los Angeles Times has put together this power ranking of cereal.
Well, if Lucky Charms isn't number one, they can fuck off because they're already wrong.
So, I'm going to ask
how many cereals are there?
We're going to play this in the style of Family Feud.
Here we go. 23 answers on the board.
No, the top 10 answers are going to be on the board.
Got it.
And I want to
see. Speaking of people who are bored.
No. I want to see if you are going to get 5 guesses to get 5 of.
That doesn't even make sense. You should not get 10 guesses to get the top 10.
You get 10 guesses to get at least 5.
Okay. I'm going to go with Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Is it on the board?
Okay, Lucas Peterson or whoever the fuck wrote this.
Okay, and next guess.
I swear to God, if he has fucking Fruity Pebbles in this top 10.
Fruity Pebbles, let's see if it's on the board. Fruity Pebbles is not on the board.
What about
if you didn't want Fruity Pebbles to be on the board, why did you guess Fruity Pebbles? Because taste?
Because I thought if Lucky Charms isn't in there, then clearly this person's a garbage human being and they probably like Fruity Pebbles.
Well, not on the board. Next guess.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp. Cookie Crisp. A classic. Can you even name the dog? Mascot?
His name's Cookie Crisp.
Well, you may have gotten that right, but you did not get this right. Cookie Crisp is not on the board.
What about Count Chocula?
Count Chocula. Count Chocula. Now, Count Chocula is a favorite for many people that like Count Chocula.
But not Lucas Peterson. Okay, now remind me again. Am I guessing trash cereals or healthy cereals?
The top 10 LA Times cereals of all time.
Bitch, well, I mean, of all time, you told me it was like sugary cereals.
That's what I mean, of cereals that are sugary, okay? You haven't gotten any, you've guessed 4.
Because if like Cheerios is on there, I'm going to be pissed because that's not a sugary cereal. So that's not one of my guesses.
It's not one of the guesses, which is a good use of one of your guesses.
Oh my God.
But you know, there are some types of Cheerios that are a little sugary.
He's probably got Frosted Flakes on there.
Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes are a pretty solid guess.
But wrong.
And you were very, very close. But instead of Frosted Flakes, I'm actually going to give it to you. Coming in at number 6, we have Chocolate Frosted Flakes.
I don't even know that Chocolate Frosted Flakes exist.
Which is why I'm going to give it to you. Okay?
This is bullshit.
He says that he does not care for regular Frosted Flakes, but when it came in as chocolate, he really loved it.
Well, am I surprised by this garbage person? All right, wait. I had another one. I thought this dumbass probably likes Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Coming in at number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
CTC, baby.
Okay, well, you have 6 guesses in. You've got 2 correct answers
on
the board.
Well, now that I know he likes cereal that makes your mouth feel like trash when you're all done eating it, he probably also likes that Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Now, that is a bold choice. Captain Crunch is not on the board.
Not even one with, like, berries or not berries or, like,
no, but I
pirates.
Do love Captain Crunch berries.
Red berries. Jesus Christ. If you try to tell me that Special K with red berries is one of his sugary cereals,
I'm gonna, baby. I'm going to say that's not one of your guesses.
You're good. Thank God. What else could there even be?
You're missing some very classic, iconic, delicious cereals.
Oh, Fruit Loops, Trix.
Okay, I need to know what your guesses are because you only have
3 more
guesses.
I'm guessing those Fruity Loops. Come on, Toucan Sam, take it home, baby.
Fruit Loops is not on the board.
Oh my God. Then I'm going with Trix.
Trix are not for kids.
What about Cocoa Krispies and or Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puffs coming in hot. Number 3.
Well, now that I know this fucker just likes chocolate cereals, I have to say,
you've officially lost the game. You had 3 correct answers out of 10 guesses.
I dare you to read me these top 10.
You got number 1.
As fast as you possibly can.
You got
can.
Number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, correct. Number 2, which you missed, was Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay, that doesn't count. That's not a sugary cereal.
Number 3, Cocoa Puffs, you got correct. Number 4, Golden Grahams, I actually really love.
I forgot Golden Grahams existed. You know what is a good trick for the listeners at home?
What?
You've heard of them, my friends. Rice Krispie treats. Have you heard of a Golden Graham treat?
Oh my God.
Because you do the same thing you do with Rice Krispie treats, but you do it with Golden Grahams.
I give you that. I will say that is very delicious.
I swear that I have not thought of Golden Grahams in 20 years.
Well, coming in at number
five. And now I want them.
Another one you probably didn't think of, Reese's Puffs, which
I could fuck with some Reese's
Puffs. I give that a top 10 for sure.
And listen, I buy the knockoff Reese's Puffs from Whole Foods.
The last three that you did not get, French Toast Crunch.
Fuck French Toast Crunch.
Cocoa Krispies.
I said Cocoa Krispies.
Maybe you said Cocoa Puffs, and you got it correct, which I'm going to give you that. You said Count Chocula, which, you know. And
Number nine,
Cracklin' Oat Bran. I don't know what the fuck.
Okay, that's a healthy cereal. That's literally a healthy cereal.
I don't know. And then Golden Crisp. I don't know what Golden Crisp
is. I don't even know what that is. Sugar Smacks?
I don't know. I made my own listing of my top five. Golden Grahams, Reese's Puffs, Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Apple Jacks before I looked at their list so that I didn't like get reminded of other things. Yes, Apple Jacks. Well, Apple Jacks came in at number 11 on their list, so...
You know what my top three favorite cereals are?
Please.
Number one, Crispex.
Okay, you have no right.
Number two, Multigrain Cheerios. Number three.
I'm not even giving you a response.
I would fuck with some Special K Red Berries.
Okay, you've got grandpa taste going on.
Listen, I'm in my 30s. Come on, fiber.
Wow, Corey, I can't believe we just became everyone's new favorite podcast about cereal. Can you believe it? Do you get what I'm saying? Anyway, your taste buds change every what years?
Seven.
So you've gone through how many different sets of taste buds? You're really getting up there to like the sterile old grandpa, no boner taste buds.
No boner. Baby, I'm 34. My taste buds are primed to change next year.
Well, I wonder what you're going to get into.
I can't believe we.
What's on the menu next year?
Possibly talked about cereal for this long.
What's on the menu for next year when you get your new taste buds, Corey?
Ass.
Oh, no, that's been on the menu. Surely that's got to get cycled out soon.
Don't call me Shirley. Do you want to know what? No, you want to know what I had all queued up to talk about last week?
What
that we
did
didn't
you
get to?
Have to talk about?
So I was on this little website called Tumblr, and I stumbled across this video that was embedded from like Pornhub.
Well, you know, they banned porn on Tumblr, so how'd that sneak through?
Baby, you're because the content that this guy posts is like, have you seen his 34-second compilation titled POV Forehead Kiss Compilation?
No.
And it's literally him like putting his lips up to the camera, and he's like, Oh, babe, have a good night. And then he like kisses the camera.
How many sweet kisses? Is it kind of like the kissing tree?
Yes, it is. He has, Tyler, you would actually probably love this. One of the videos is called I Tuck You In After You Have Come.
Is it an ASMR? No,
it's just this guy doing like little like...
skits.
15-minute skits. 15 seconds. Sorry. 15 seconds. I hug you to say I had a really good time tonight and then go home. Oh. I do the dishes without being asked.
Wait, I actually think I may have seen these. Will you send this to me? I feel like I've seen this.
I offer you water in case you're parched post-orgasm. I give you my jacket because you are cold.
I feel like these are great and right up my alley. This is the type of ASMR I like.
Yeah, what was the one I thought you would really like?
Well, you know I do love, I love my skits.
It had
skits.
To do with a stepbrother.
Why'd you think I would like that? Not Travis, called, not my stepbrother Travis.
The video
Travis.
Is called, I, comma, your stepbrother, comma, declined your advances, but I'm flattered nonetheless.
No!
And he's all, and you watch and he's all, oh, I'm good. Thank you. That's very sweet though, but I must refrain.
I hope it's in regards to making them a meal, giving them a high five.
And he's
like
wearing
it.
The same sweater vest and tie and t-shirt and button-down shirt in every video. I will send you his whole profile. I just really think you're going to enjoy this. I was like, this is the kind of content Tyler is here for.
Well, you know, content creation for me. Oh, he's on Pornhub.
Yeah, baby, didn't I say that?
No, I thought you were saying he was just like on Tumblr. Oh my.
No,
here
I saw
am.
Like
a... You should have sent me this a minute ago. Wow.
Yeah.
And he really gets views.
He really does.
Good for
Maybe
him.
Maybe he's coming for your career.
Now I have always thought that making an account on these websites just
a Pornhub crossover,
to upload all of my normal content would be a great platform. Do you have to be doing porn to be on Pornhub? Clearly not.
No, clearly. Look, he's got subscribers. He's only been on this for 5 months.
Good for him. He's got 74 videos. I'm wondering if we should be uploading our Psychobabble
chicken
episodes
nuts
to Pornhub.
Should we put the chicken nugget challenge on Pornhub.com?
For a lot of people, it is. So it'd be cutting out the middleman, really sorting it through for them.
Mukbang's the new bang?
Okay. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular, and with Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is even giving listeners of Psychobabble a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at psycho.robinhood.com. That's psycho.robinhood.com. Thank you, Robinhood, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip. I thought you were telling me about porn on Tumblr, which made me think of, I saw an article about how, you know how Tumblr banned porn. You're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Did that disrupt
face and nipple?
Did that disrupt your flow, if you will?
No, baby. I told you I've always been here for Tumblr for just the laughs.
Well, you are alone in that because according to this article, Tumblr lost 150 million users in the first 2 months after the porn ban.
What?
I know. Imagine if we stopped going explicit. We'd really lose everyone.
We really would. I know. I mean, a lot of my friends here in the city were all, I'm getting rid of my Tumblr now, no porn. And I was all, you use Tumblr for porn?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just
I thought
here for the
did.
Sick memes.
No.
I'm just here for Arthur's fist.
It was a lot of like amateur iPhone vertical videos, which, you know, it really translates in the Tumblr world.
No, that's the kind of fisting I'm here for.
It was out, this so they were out.
There's a horse biting a child's head on my Tumblr right now.
Okay, great.
A cat in a sombrero.
Well.
Drag race memes.
I think we've reached the end of that.
I got that high quality H2O.
Well, Corey, you know what today is, though?
Wednesday? Thursday? What day is
it? You were close. You were really close.
I have no idea, it's
a very special day for me. I think it's more important than my own birthday. It's somebody else's birthday that I care about.
Whose birthday is it?
What?
Anyway?
Are you serious right now?
What day is it?
It's Lady Gaga's birthday.
Oh, fuck off. How old is she? Who
old
cares?
Enough. I don't know how old she is, actually. 32, Gaga maybe? 34?
Gaga B-Day.
She,
March 28th.
She's in Cabo right now, and I'm hoping she's doing, you know, the best that she can possibly
be. She's 33. She's a year younger than me.
I was really hoping she was going to release something today for her birthday.
Do that? Babe, you don't even like working on your birthday. Why would she work on her birthday?
And yet, I had to. Have we talked about my birthday yet? I know last time we told them a little bit about how we were excited for my birthday, but
we did. Listen, I had a hoot and a holler at
your
birthday.
Tell the kids all about it. What did you do?
Listen, we went to a rave, baby.
Baby!
Trim spa, baby. We went to a rave and So there we were at the rave. And it was really just a... Sorry, I got lost in my own thought because I realized I don't think I ever checked my mic levels on this.
Oh.
So then I had to glance down and see if my mic was actually on. And I thought, oh, heaven help us if this hasn't been recorded.
Glance seems like a nice old woman name. Glance.
Glance.
Glance. Glance.
Maybe that can be your drag name.
Glance.
So there we were at the rave.
Yep.
Having a hoot and a holler. And,
which do you think you did more of, hooting or hollering?
I danced.
I think you hooted. I remember a very vivid memory at the rave of us making eye contact while all the straight boys around us were doing the ooh, ooh.
Oh, God.
Hooting.
It was a lot more of the ooh, ooh, call and response rave moment than I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, we don't love that.
But truly, the whole experience was just a study and an observation in straight culture.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
I haven't been around that many straight people in a long time.
Well, what did you learn about them? Did they teach you anything about life?
I learned straight guys at like a rave festival really like when the DJs tell people to yell fuck. I didn't notice that. It was like when you're in like eighth grade and you learn how to say fuck. Or whatever grade you're in when you learn that. And then you like, you say fuck in front of your friends, but you're like, I hope my parents never hear me say fuck. And then it was all, let me hear you yell fuck. And then the DJ had like put his mic out.
He did not. That didn't happen. Did it really?
Baby, that happened like at least five times. I remember looking at your friends and being like, are people this amped about cursing?
I must have been screaming along.
I listened to our podcast from last week and you said I was going to be that bitch sitting in the corner watching someone with finger gloves. And I think it's pretty ironic that you turned into that bitch in the corner watching somebody with finger gloves.
I have to say, somebody in our group that went with us sent me a video of me watching the finger gloves and I'd never need that to see the light of day. It was not good. Can you explain what you wore for the people?
Oh, yes, for the people.
Because I think you were a little nervous about, like, oh, what do I wear? I think a lot of people were like, I don't know what the vibe is. And I tried to explain, It's an Alice in Wonderland-themed rave that we went to. So everyone was very whimsical, colorful, exotic, crazy.
I will say one of my favorite moments from your birthday weekend was just 10 gays. How many of us were there? 10, 11 gays all in a hotel room just... Everyone changing outfits and everyone sharing clothes and everyone saying, oh, try on my mesh and you try on my shorts and you try on my harness. And I just thought, and we all just dumped everything on a bed and said, everybody pick what they want to wear. And we all encouraged each other to feel confident and we all encouraged each other to look our best and we helped pick each other's outfits. And I thought, is this what girls get to do every weekend?
I think so. I actually will say that was one of my favorite moments too, because it was all my favorite people all together, everyone trying on different iridescent harnesses and mesh gloves.
I loved it. Everyone was very encouraging, like, you can borrow this, you can try that. Oh my God, you look so good in that. And it was just like, I felt like we all felt great in our outfits. I was wearing a yellow mesh shirt, which I borrowed from you. I was wearing your black chain harness from Doll's Kill.
Mm-hmm.
All of your friends were like putting bejewels all over everybody's arms and cheeks and faces and feeling very glittery. And I just thought, this is so fun to like get ready in a hotel room with this many people. And it was just like a fun, positive experience. And then I literally was like, is this how literally girls get dressed when they go out every weekend?
I loved it. What I loved most about it, honestly, was seeing people like Anthony who had never been to something like this, really just be all bewildered by it, because he was nervous about what to wear. He was nervous about, you know, he's a little bit more conservative, I guess.
Yeah.
Not like politically, but like just like a little bit more reserved. And so to see him really come out of his shell, I was like, I was hard eyes emoji about it.
Yeah, it was a fun, cute weekend. I loved like as many people as there were there. It's like we certainly ran into some other like people and made friends, but like truly just the 10 or 12 of us or whatever all just wanted to have fun with each other and enjoy each other's company. And it was so fun.
If you had to give a piece of advice to someone thinking about going to a rave or something, what would you say to them now that you've gone to one?
I would say lean in.
Yes, bitch.
Like the funny thing is right when we got there, it's like, it was just so many people, but I felt like It is overwhelming sometimes to see that many people in a space, especially when you're like cutting through crowds or dance floors or whatever, and it's like shoulder to shoulder people. But everyone was super nice. Everyone like on the dance floor was like fanning each other off to make sure everyone was like staying hydrated and staying cool. And there were straight guys who were just fucked up and being telling me I was their best friend and that all of our group was cute. And
I was like,
straight guys in rave culture were all very nice and polite, aside from them just yelling fuck at the DJ. But that was like a call and response moment. But then, yeah, like they were all like, you guys are cute. You look great. I love your outfits. It was a very welcoming community, surprisingly. See?
I loved it. Yeah. I can't wait for the next thing. The next thing we have coming up in less than 3 weeks. Coachella.
I know. And now starts the outfit hunting all over again.
I haven't even thought about what I'm wearing to Coachella. I'm a little bit stressed about it. Last year, I wore like, I had actually a lot of outfits that were kind of simple, like just shorts and a very flowy dress shirt, like a Topman like flowy yeah. dress shirt. So I might do something like that. And one day I wore the short overalls, and that was kind of like a look. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I have to figure that out. It's definitely not like as much ravey as it was as the Beyond Wonderland that we just went to for my birthday. So it's more like casual, cute look. So I need to figure that out. We'll see.
I'm sure you've got it in the bag, baby.
In the bag, baby.
I know. I'm kind of in the same way. And I'm like, I get to go online shopping. I'm just actually...
Well, bitch, if you're online shopping for Coachella, order something now because you don't know if it's going to get here in time.
Bitch, you're telling me. Remember the debacle with my ASOS clothes from the last episode?
Well, I had an Instagram ad for those light up shoes.
Ooh.
Have you been getting that ad?
No, but I'm so torn. You know, I love to just wear my high tops Chucks with like cute socks, and that feels very like a Coachella moment. But I was so jealous of your Forever 21 iridescent shabooties that
they
you
were.
Had
I
to
would say more of like a holographic platform.
Yeah,
whatever. Forever 21 $32 footwear. Well, listen, they were a hit.
They were a hit, and then I had to listen back to our. Podcast, and you're telling me the story, and then now my big takeaway is, why did you have to go in the dressing room to try on shoes?
Well, I was also trying on blue tights because I was going to a blue night at something, you know.
It was
blue a different
man
event.
Group? I was going all Abba do Abba D.
I was auditioning for the Blue Man Group, and I had to try on some Forever 21 tights. Thank you.
And
I bought them.
Snug as a rug in a bug.
They were the ones that Anthony wore to Beyond Wonderland.
Oh, those were cute. Those were cute.
See, please and thank you.
Wow.
Anyway. Well,
That's it. That's the whole podcast.
Okay. Well, Corey, next time I talk to you, maybe we'll have our outfits ready and you can tell me what you're going to wear to Coachella.
Maybe I'll even do a little fashion show runway.
Wow. That would change my life forever.
Real
quick before we go, we're a little bit through the season of Drag Race. I want to know who your favorite is right now.
Shit. My favorite, Brooklyn Heights. There we go. There I said
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I actually am on board with that. I really am enjoying Brooklyn Heights, I got to say.
I love Brooklyn Heights.
Okay, great. Corey, where can people find you?
I am on the internet, on the interwebs, at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Thank you for listening. If you are loving the podcast, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The podcast is Psychobabble on both of those platforms. And if you want to give us a review on iTunes, we would love that, wouldn't we?
You can certainly still do that too.
We would love that. 5 stars if you haven't given it already. That would really help us a lot. We would love you forever. If you are listening this far, tweet us hello. That's all.
And we love you.
Okay. Bye. Toodaloo.